Life is funny even when it isn't. It's what makes the job of comedians possible. Right now, though, they've got to find the funny buried beneath a public health crisis, an economic crisis, and no live audiences. Yeah, not so easy. Patrick Cox tells us how a couple of foreign-born U.S.-based comedians are navigating this new reality.
Joanna Hausman and Joe Wong make people laugh for a living, and they do it by drawing attention to the difference between the countries they grew up in, Venezuela and China, and the United States.
Being a Venezuelan living abroad is kind of like being someone who does CrossFit. The moment someone brings up the topic, we cannot shut up about it. Because to delve into Venezuela is like unpacking a little Russian doll of horrors.
Trump wants to build a wall to stop immigration. I'm from China. So I know a lot about walls. They don't work.
That's Joe Wong on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, back when there were studio audiences. And before that, Joanna Hausman in one of her YouTube videos. Hausman rarely works in front of a live audience, so her adjustment to the isolation of lockdown has been easier, sort of.
I left New York City right before everything sort of hit the fan to come visit my parents in Western Massachusetts. So I'm in the Berkshires, isolated from any other human being other than my family.
And so her family has become the subject of her quarantine videos.
I'm getting this weird sadistic pleasure of giving my parents a taste of their own medicine. And I don't mean like the nurturing and constant love and support part. I mean like the annoying part.
Ma!
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 What? Can you help me with the laundry? You know, a lot of people are like, oh, revenge is like murdering someone that killed your family member. But revenge can also be stifling the people you love the most with constant mothering.
Hausman actually can't imagine going through the pandemic without having family around. She says in Latin America, it's the norm.
In Latin America, we have these multi-generational homes. So for me, the idea of going through this pandemic without some semblance of a family structure that I've lived with my whole life, for me, it just felt impossible. It felt so daunting. Back home in Venezuela, the people that are with the most amount of family members are doing the best. And those that are the most isolated are not doing so great. And, you know, in Venezuela, I think it's particularly hard now that, you know, the light goes out, the water goes out.
None of that's going on in Western Massachusetts, but Hausman doesn't have the professional crew she normally works with. So she's enlisted her younger cousin, who's learning on the fly how to edit video. It's been liberating, she says, the realization that her work doesn't need to be perfect.
There's no reason why I shouldn't post that video that I shot on an iPhone or that weird front-facing video of my mom yelling at me 100 times in Spanish, what am I doing as I go about my day? There's no reason not to upload it.
Staying at home has been more of a challenge for Joe Wong. He's mainly a stand-up comedian, feeding off live audiences. Plus, he's a star not just here, but in his native China, too, where he hosts a game show called Is It True? Wong was supposed to be recording a new season of Is It True, but it's been postponed. Instead, he's at home in Southern California. He has a 13-year-old American-born son who he's trying to cook for.
The tough part about that is, you know, kids are too honest. He's like, oh, daddy, the chicken tastes like tofu. I'm like, what do you mean? That is tofu. he's not happy with my cooking.
Wong's also doing some work online, Instagram Live, YouTube, but frankly, he isn't doing much comedy. Instead, he's using his platform to speak out against the recent spate of virus-related attacks on Asian Americans. Here's a recent post on his YouTube channel.
A doctor in Boston was attacked simply because she's Asian. The reality is, Asians are only 5% of the U.S. population. And now we're the target. Everyone should really speak up and act up. Report, fight back, and help each other. Thank you very much and stay safe.
Wong's new activism is rooted in his past experiences in the U.S., going back to his time as a grad student in the 1990s.
I remember when my school first started, we had a foreign student advisor who told us the key of living in America is to be slow to take offense. That's my old attitude, you know, just let it slide. And I didn't know what I meant at the time. And later on, I gradually realized that, you know, it's just a way to tell you not to speak up when you see something wrong.
Joe Wong is still a comedian, but he thinks he'll be a different one in the future, confronting racial hypocrisy, willing to alienate some in his audience. That's what he's concluded during these months at home.
I know time is really tough, but maybe from this experience, you can look back on your life and find out exactly what you want to do next. Try a new approach to your old task or your old career.
Joe Wong's quarantine introspection is something he shares with Joanna Hausman, two bilingual performers whose comedy is being reshaped by the events of this year. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.